Praise God. Amen. Praise be to God what He does in our lives and keeps us from. Praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, Matthew chapter number 28. Matthew chapter number 28 this morning. If a lie is told long enough and loud enough, sometimes it becomes the truth in some people's minds. If a lie is told long enough and loud enough, it becomes the truth in some people's minds. I want to ask you a question this morning. Are you believing a lie, or are you believing the truth? There's no such thing as situational truth. There's no such thing as a truth based upon based upon what you feel and what you think. It's either the truth or it's a lie. Unfortunately, our modern society, and not only our modern society, has been this way for thousands of years, is going to the point where people's truths are based upon what they feel, what they think, and what everybody else says. There has got to be a solid foundation of truth, and there's not a solid foundation of truth. It is a lie. And I'm here to tell you this morning, based upon the authority of the Word of God, there is truth. This is not a truth. This is the truth. And each and every single one of us have to decide, what is going to be truth, or am I going to believe a lie? Look at Matthew chapter number 28. We just celebrated the resurrection of Jesus Christ this past Sunday. Matter of fact, every Sunday is a celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But I want us to go back to the understanding of what I'm talking about this morning. Matthew chapter number 28, verse number 1, it says, "And at the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance, the angel's countenance, was like lightning, and his raiment was white as snow. And for fear of him, the angel, the keepers, the guards, did shake and become as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women," he didn't say this to the keepers, he said this to the women, "Fear not, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said, 'Come see the place where the Lord lay.' And then I want you to go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead, and behold, he goes before you into Galilee. There shall you see him. I have told you." He says, this is the truth. You have come to see a dead man, but he is not here. He is risen. They looked inside, and they saw that the angel was telling them the truth. The keepers of the guard, the ones that were guarding the sepulcher, when the angel appeared, they fell down like they were dead. It scared them to death. The angel didn't say to them, "Don't be afraid," because they were passed out. He told the women, "Don't you be afraid, because you can never be afraid of the truth." I want you to write that down somewhere, right on your head, right on your neighbor's forehead. But you can never be afraid of the truth, because the truth sets you free. A lie breeds fear. The truth does never breed fear. So they leave and they go. And they departed quickly from the sepulcher with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And they went to tell his disciples, "Behold, Jesus left them," and this is what Jesus told them, "all hail." And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, "Be not afraid, go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there they shall see me." That is the truth. That's what the Word of God tells us. That is the truth. And you say, "Wait a minute, Brother Brian, how can I know that this is the truth? How can I know that this is something that God said, or it's not just written by some men thousands of years ago?" Well, see, that's where the problem lies. Either this is the truth or it's a lie. And if you can't believe this, then let me ask you, what do you believe? Your life has got to be based on something. If this is not the truth, then what are you basing your life upon? What are you making your decisions based upon? Well, I make them based upon what I feel like, or I based upon what the secular professors and my teachers tell me. Okay, so that is your truth. But the problem with that is mankind's truth is always changing. It always evolves. And when it doesn't work for mankind, they got to come up with another truth. This has never changed. This is the truth. This is not a truth. This is the truth. Now, hold on a minute. Let me show you where I'm going with this. Verse number 11. Now, when they, the ladies, when they were going, behold, some of the watch, some of those, the guards, came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. Those guys recovered. They woke up. And when they realized what happened, they looked at each other and said, oh, no. See, because the law was, if a Roman soldier fell asleep doing their duty, that was instant death. These guys wake up after fainting, after the angel appears. They wake up, they look and see the stone is rolled away. They see that the seal is broken. They see that the body is dead. And they think, we are dead men. We got to get out of here. Now, notice where they go running. They don't go running to their bosses. Why don't they go running to their bosses? Because it means they're going to die. So they go running to the chief priests. Look what happens. They run to the chief priests and they tell them everything that took place. And then when they were assembled with the elders, they get everybody gathered together, all the high priestly leaders, and they get them all together and they had taken counsel. They gave large money unto the soldiers. They got them together and said, listen, this is what happened. Man, we were guarding the tomb. This angel appeared. Something appeared. Sat down, rolled the stone away. It scared us to death. We fainted. We woke up. The body's gone. What do we do? They get all the high religious leaders together and they start talking. They said, here's what we're going to do. Here's some money. How much money, we don't know. But it was a significant amount of money. Because it says, a large sum unto the soldiers. A large amount of money. It wasn't just 25 bucks. It was probably in the thousands. They paid them off. You know the only reason you got to pay somebody else off is to cover a lie. And this is what they said. We want you to tell everybody that his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. Here's what we want you to tell them. We want you to tell everybody that you fell asleep because it was late at night and you were tired and you've been standing all day long. You went to sleep and his disciples came at night and rolled the stone away and took his body. That's what we want you to tell everybody. And then he says, and if this comes to the governor's ears, if your bosses hear about this, we will persuade him and we will secure you. We'll cover your backs. If your bosses hear that the body's gone, we'll just tell them that that's what took place. May I add something to this? One lie always leads to another lie. Always leads to another lie. And then pretty soon you're trying to cover up the original lie and you forgot what the original lie was. And so you got to come up with a lie to cover that lie that you told to cover the original lie. So they took the money and they did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. A lie told loud enough and long enough eventually becomes truth. To some people. See, They told them, you tell everybody that's what took place. A lie. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary and the other disciples, they see Jesus alive. The soldiers and the chief priests say that he's not alive, but he's dead. Who are you going to believe? Because none of us were there. Who are you going to believe? See, this is historical record. Josephus also records the same happenings. He's a secular historian. He wasn't a Christian. This is historically backed up. So let me ask you a question. What is the truth and what's the lie? Over the years, those soldiers repeated it. And then it says the Jews believed it. It eventually became the truth. It's because here's the problem. If Jesus indeed was the Messiah and he indeed did rise, then what are you going to do with him? If he's indeed the Messiah, then you've got to decide if you're going to accept him or reject him. But if he didn't rise and he stayed dead and his body's gone, then he means nothing. So let me ask you this morning. Is he alive or is his body gone and was hidden by his disciples? I can't make you believe anything. Matter of fact, I can't make you do nothing. I have a hard enough time with myself. How many of you struggle making yourself do something? So you have to choose. Are you going to believe the truth? Or are you going to believe a lie? And they say, wait a minute, Brother Brian. If the soldiers and the religious leaders say what was the truth, but the disciples say what is the truth, who do I believe? That's the question this morning. Who are you going to believe? That's why I said, either this book, 66 books, by the way, either this is truth or it's a lie. And if this is a lie, then what are you basing your eternity on? You say, Brother Brian, I believe that when I die, I just cease to exist. I just kind of go into nothingness and there's nothing left of me. Okay. If that's what you believe, what happens if you're wrong? I believe and I trust what this book says, that Jesus indeed died for my sins, that Jesus indeed was buried, and that Jesus indeed rose again. Let's say that I die and that none of that is true. What happens to me? I just go into nothingness. But let's say that I'm right. Then I got heaven waiting for me. How do I know what's the truth? The Bible says in 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. Means God breathed on these writers. A lie told loud enough and long enough eventually becomes truth to some people. Now, you may be sitting in here this morning, or you may be watching me on the air, and you may be saying to yourself, well, I don't believe nothing that that Bible says. It was just written by a bunch of men. Okay. So what is your foundation then? What are you basing your life on? The rock or sinking sand? We say, Brother Brian, I think that my belief is the rock and you're sinking sand. Okay. Jesus dealt with this before he died Let me show you the passage of Scripture that I'm talking about here. Go to the book of John, chapter number 8. Now, I'm not trying to convince you of anything because I can't make you believe. What I want you to do is seriously consider what God's Word says. Now, if you don't have a Bible in front of you, there's a Bible in the pew in front of you. And I want you to follow along with these words because I want you seeing what I'm telling you. Because I could make anything up. But if you've got the Word in front of you, then I can't make it up. John chapter number 8. John chapter number 8. And we're going to start in verse number 31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, "If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." He says, listen, if you're believing in me, then just do what my word says, and that truth will make you free. A truth makes freedom, a lie makes bondage. What are some lies that we think of nowadays? I'm not good enough. I don't meet people's standards. Nobody loves me. I mean nothing. I have no purpose in life. Brothers and sisters, those are not truths. Those are lies. God loved you so much, He died for you. You are precious in His sight. That's the truth. Satan is a liar. All right, continues on. Then they answered him and said, "We are Abraham's seed, and we never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou that you shall be made free?" They didn't quite get this. Jesus answered and said, "Verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, whosoever commits sin is the servant of sin." Boom, there it is. You serve sin. You are bound by sin. "And the servant abides not in the house forever, but the son abides forever. If the son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." He says, if my death, which is impending, if I die for you and I rise again, you shall be free from the bondage of sin. But if you continue to sin and you don't receive me, you are bound forever. That's what he's saying. All right. Verse number 36. "If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's seed. I know that you're Jews. I know that you're descended from Abraham. But you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. You're believing a lie. I speak that which I've seen with my Father, and you do that which you have seen with your father." He says, I'm up here teaching you what my Father told me to tell you. You're believing what your father told you to believe. Uh-oh. He's getting ready to lay some truth on him here. He's saying, God told me, but you're believing someone different. All right. Verse number 41. "You do the deeds of your father." Then said they to him, "We are not born of fornication, for we have one Father, even God." See, they're slapping Jesus in the face. They're saying, "Oh, yeah, we know your story. We know that your mother was Mary, and we know that she was pregnant, and Joseph wasn't the father. We know all about you." See, a liar always finds a way to flip the truth. A liar is a narcissist. "Oh, we know all about your story. We have one father, and God's our father." Look what Jesus answers him. "If God were your father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me." If God was your father, you would love me, he says. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. Here's the reason. Now pay close attention to this. You are of your father, the devil. Woo! Now remember, they're surrounding him. And they're claiming that Abraham is their father, which is true. They're from Abraham. And he's looking at him and saying, I'm getting my words from the Father, but you're getting your words from the devil. How many of you think that they're very insulted at this very moment? Let me ask you a question. Whose words are you believing? If this is the truth, and you're not believing this word, then whose word are you believing? I'm going to use modern vernacular. Who's your daddy? Look what he says. You are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and he abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. How many of you understand the English language when I just read? Jesus spoke plainly. He said, either you're believing what I'm saying, or you're believing what Satan says. Now, there it goes again. Well, Brother Brian, how do I know that this is the lie and what I'm believing is the truth? How do I know that? It's called faith. You either believe or you don't believe. But here's the truth. You gotta believe in something. What is your belief in? Your understanding of things? Let me ask you a question. How many of your belief systems have changed since you've been a child? You don't believe what you used to believe as a child. I used to believe as a child that eating crayons was okay. They were colorful, they smelled good, they didn't taste good, but I believe they were okay to eat. And I found out real quick that that belief system didn't work. It's changed over the years. My belief in this has never changed. Because this is not my word, this is the word of God who never changes. So you have got to live your life based upon what you believe is the truth. If this is not the truth, then you got to live according to something. How's that working out for you? Verse number 45. And because I tell you the truth, Jesus said, you believe me not. Which of you convinces me of sin? And if I tell the truth, why don't you believe me? He that is of God hears God's words. You therefore hear them not, because you are not of God. There it is. You can take umbrage with Jesus, but the battle's not with me. If you don't hear what Jesus is saying, your problem's not with me, your problem is with Jesus. You can reject me all you want to, and some of you have, and some of you continue to. But I'm not the one you got to answer to. I don't answer to you, you don't answer to me. You answer to God. Well, I don't believe there's a God. I don't believe there's anything. I just believe you die and just float off into space. Okay. But what if you're wrong? Do you want to take that chance for eternity? a lie told long enough and loud enough eventually becomes truth to some people. What is the truth? I want to describe to you what we're seeing in this world right now, because there's nothing new under the sun. In the book of Isaiah, chapter number 5, if you want to turn there, you can. If you don't want to, that's fine too. Isaiah is describing to his own people some problems. God was speaking through Isaiah to his people, and he's saying, here's some things to watch out for. We're going to start in verse number 20. And if this is not a description of the modern world, I don't know what else can be. Isaiah chapter 5, verse number 20. God says through Isaiah, he says, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine and men of strength to mingle strong drink, which justify the wicked for reward and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. Therefore, as the fire devours the stubble and the flame consumes the chaff, so their root shall be as rottenness and their blossom shall go up as dust, because they have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. Wrong is being called right, and right is being called wrong. And God says, woe. That word woe means, you better watch out, you got a problem coming. Well, I don't believe any of that. Okay. I've given you scriptural evidence. Well, I don't even believe the Bible's true. Okay. So what are you counting on? Jesus said, if you believe my words and do them, it's like a man building a house upon solid rock. But if you hear my words and don't do them, it's like a man building his house on shifting sand. So tell me, is this the truth? I'm basing my family's eternity, I'm basing your eternity, I'm basing my eternity on this, what I find in here, on Jesus Christ. I have no other hope. What if you're wrong, Brother Brian? Then I mean, and I drift into nothingness. Okay. But what if I'm right? What if this is the truth? We say, Brother Brian, I'd like to meet with you and refute what you're saying. I would love to meet with you and talk about it, honestly. Have a discussion. You show me your truth, and I'll show you this truth, and let's talk about it. But I don't want you to believe it because I believe it. I want you to believe it because this says it. Don't go out of here saying, well, my preacher says this. You go out of here saying, the Bible says this. But you've had all the say, Brother Brian. I don't believe it. Well, let's meet and talk. I'll be glad to. And have an adult conversation with you. And we'll talk. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. I believe it. How about you? Let's all stand together this morning. Now please, if you don't have to leave and you don't have to move around, don't. Please. Last week we saw Satan fight us tooth and nail. He's a liar. He's the father of all lies. He's a murderer. He will do everything he can to distract you, everything he can to take away the Word of God and steal it out of you. I would like to ask you for your own privacy to just bow your heads and close your eyes. I am not asking for an emotional response. I don't want you to respond based upon anything I have said. But I want to ask you a genuine question. I want you to consider this question. Am I believing the Bible as the truth, or am I believing something else? Brothers and sisters, the Bible is the truth. Jesus died in your place to pay for your sins. Do you believe that? If you don't, I'm going to say this as gently as I can. Your father is not God, your father is the devil. That's what it says. May I ask you this morning, will you come to the Father that loves you? Will you come to God today? And will you ask Him to be your Savior? Will you ask Him to fill you with the truth? Will you ask Him to forgive you? I'm asking you, who is your Father this morning? If it's Jesus, hallelujah. Will you recommit yourself to Him today? You talk to Him and say, oh God, thank You for being my Father. Thank You for being the truth. Thank You for what You've done. Or do you need to repent of your own salvation? Repent of doing things yourself and of running from God. I've given you the truth this morning. What are you going to do with it? My house is built upon the rock. What about yours today? Heavenly Father, You know our hearts. You know everybody in this very room and everybody listening today. There's not a single one of us perfect. Every single one of us have got faults and failures. But I thank You that You loved us enough to send us Jesus to pay for our sins and to rise again and to live inside of us so that we can walk with You. Help the ones that know You today that are hurting, that are helpless, that are needing help and strength and guidance. May You open their minds up to what the truth is and help them to know they're not alone. Help them to know there's fellow believers in this very room that love them and want to help them walk with You. Help us, Lord. But Lord, for those precious souls this morning, You don't hate them. You want them to be saved. You're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. I'm asking You, God, would You call them? Would You draw them to You through Your Spirit? Would You cause them to be saved today? And let them stop believing a lie and start believing the truth that Jesus is the only way. Please, God, You do the work. I can't do it. In Christ's name I pray. Heads bowed and eyes closed. The altar is open. Whatever the need is, you can come pray. I won't bother you unless you want me to pray with you. I'll be glad to. But I'm begging you, precious soul, stop believing a lie. It's time to believe the truth today. Won't you come this morning? Won't you step right out? Won't you come? Miss Shirley's playing. Just step right out this morning, please. Stop believing the lie.